A very good morning and welcome to the show. Yes, we are live from Dubai Sports World again with my co-host George Stothard. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling
Me too.
Not quite fit, but I'm getting there.
I'm feeling better than I was on Sunday.
Yeah.
So pleased it's the weekend.
Exactly. And talking of the weekend, of course, this is the show where we like to talk food, people and places. And we've got a little roundup of what's happening this weekend and the coming week, things you can get involved in and enjoy in your leisure time. And of course, coming on down here to the Dubai World Trade Center to Dubai Sports World with heaps of sporting activity, fitness, running, skating. There's we're going to be talking later to Alex from Rage Skate Park, and so much to enjoy. So if you want to get active, you want to get your children active, then head on down here. They've got summer camps on, there's coaching, there's also tournaments. When I walked in this morning, George, I saw the basketball group, and there was some kids playing with their coach. And then I looked a bit further along, and there's another basketball pitch, and there were little four and five-year-olds playing basketball with their 6'6" coach.
It's extraordinary.
So sweet.
And they're so busy. It's really busy in here this morning.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple of kids, 2 4-year-olds, they're about four, I guess, doing those step-over things we were doing the other day. Looking really professional.
I know, looking better than us, hey?
Well, I don't know.
George and I had a go at football earlier in the week down here at Dubai Sports World, and you can hear all about that just after 11:30 this morning. If you want to see a picture of George and I, just to prove it, that we did do this, then you can go to our website, dubai1038.com. Also, blogs are up there. You can read about George and his tennis experience with cardio tennis, which happens to be here every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock.
Yep. So if you want to... 80 dirham, so it's dirt cheap. Come in, have a really good session, 3 or 4 people, balls thrown at you for an hour, and
lots of ducking and diving.
Yeah, I love that. It's a good workout.
Excellent stuff. Yes. Now, talking of blogs, of course, we did a call out some weeks ago to you asking if you wanted to get fit this summer or keep fit this summer, and hundreds of applicants emailed in their stories, what their fitness goals were for the summer and why they thought they would benefit from a program with us here at Dubai Sports World. Well, we've got our team in place now. We have 8 people that are going to be put through their paces, really.
Victims
maybe. They think that they have succeeded in getting through, but they don't know what's going to hit them.
Yeah.
So we're going to be welcoming one of our participants, one of the team, just after 10:15 this morning. Simon Murphy. We'll find out why he wanted to get involved, and also we'll be catching up with Corey Oliver of Original Fitness, who, with his success program, of which 7 of our 8 contestants, participants, whatever you'd like to call them, they will be following Corey's success programs. We'll be finding out what that means. And for Kate, the one that isn't following that, that's one of our members who's very fit.
Super fit Kate.
Super fit Kate. So she doesn't need to go through the success program. She's already up there. In fact, when I was talking to her the other day, she was like, how am I going to fit all this in? Because I'm already doing this and I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And really, really active girl. So it'll be interesting following her story.
I think she wants to do something just different. So she's going to be doing, sort of taking herself out of a comfort zone, isn't she?
Exactly, and doing some sport rather than the gym workout. So later today we're going to be meeting up here again with cardio tennis and with the team, with some members of the team that want to do the tennis, and they can meet every week and follow a program so we can really see their progression, hopefully progress through the summer week.
The way you and I are, I mean, the progression in that during that football thing the other day, you did really well.
Thank you,
George.
I
don't mean to sound so surprised, but
well, I'm pretty surprised as well, considering there's an age difference here and a fitness level of fitness. I mean, you work out every day, I don't. My goals this summer is that, you know, having gone through the training for the 10K and running and loving it, I've got out of practice, so I want to get back on, you know, to get some focus back and get active again.
Yeah.
The football was good fun, and really do stay tuned for 11:30 to hear George and I being put through our paces there. The crossover leg thingy, mastering that, and then the penalty shootout between George and Suzanne.
Terrifying.
Who do you think won? So do stay tuned. known for that. So, George, let's have a look at what's happening at this weekend. If we're getting out of Dubai Sports World and checking out maybe some of the restaurants and some of the events that are happening.
Yeah, it's a weekend of giggles, chilling, music, and just relaxing, actually. There's some there's a really great show opening at the cinema this weekend, which is The Amazing Spider-Man, which is a new version starring Andrew Garfield and one of my favourite actors, Martin Sheen.
Okay, yeah.
And Sally Field, also. I think she's playing his auntie. And Rhys Ivans,
Ivans, yeah,
as the Lizard.
Excellent cast, really good. Now, this is much awaited, this new Spider-Man.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how the new actor is in the role.
Well, he's younger, and it does sort of have that Twilight feel. So there is that kind of slightly younger, I guess they're going for that slightly younger audience. It looks a bit darker, a bit edgier.
A la Batman.
Yeah, so less, I suspect, looking at the trailer, it looks slightly less comical than the ones we've seen before with the other actor whose name I forget. But yeah, that looks really good, so I might go and pop along and see that this weekend.
Laughter Factory is back in town for sure. That's where I'm heading. At the Millennium TCOM, at the hotel there, Millennium Hotel. Fine raft of comedians again. So what we've got Jojo Smith, female comedian.
Yep. Sean Collins. Raina Hirsch. So it's a good roundup, and Friday night, 9 p.m. kicking off up at the Grand Millennium.
And then running through next week, they're heading off to Bahrain this weekend, then they come back into town, and then you have them in Abu Dhabi on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday at Zinc Crown Plaza, and then check out for the rest of the dates running through next week, so you can go to laughterfactorydubai.com.
These guys are busy, doing really well.
It's so good. I mean, the Laughter Factory, you'll hear a lot about them on the show with me because of my comedy connection. And I always support these guys. They've been going for over 12 years, so really established promoters here in the Emirates. And they've just got a great formula. Don't mess with it. Three stand-ups doing half-hour sets. It's a reasonable night, you know, price-wise, and you have a laugh. Yeah. And it's good.
Have you ever done stand-up?
No, I haven't. I've promoted it, I've produced it, I've not actually...
You've never been tempted to get up there?
You know, when I was a drama student, I became fascinated with stand-up comedy, and I kind of thought, oh, I'd quite like to do that, but I never pursued it. So, you did, right?
I did for about a year in London, and my first ever gig was at the Edinburgh Fringe, 3 a.m., in a pub, and there were three people in the audience. One was my mate. I was the last on. It was my first ever gig, and it was interesting. And then I did a few gigs in London. My last ever one was actually a fundraiser with the Labour Party in North London for Stephen Twigg MP, and it was a disaster.
Why was it a disaster?
I died. I mean, actually, properly, fully died. I kind of misjudged the audience, really. The mayor walked out. The mayor of Enfield actually left within 2 minutes.
Not amused.
So I literally did 15 minutes set and then I had to leave.
It's a tough,
it's really
tough medium.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I couldn't
is.
Cope with that. That was it for me.
Yeah, it is. It really very, very, to put yourself out there every evening. But also I think, sounds like you did it for a while, but you actually have to really hone that craft and to work at it over years. You know, it's not something you can do just in a couple of months.
Yeah. So yeah, Laughter Factory, these guys, I guess, could use your support and go along and support what is a very, as you say, difficult craft.
Yeah, fantastic. And they're a good selection there. There's variety there with Jojo. You've got Raina there with some music involved. Okay. So yeah, it's a good selection. Okay, what else have we got going on?
A bit of jazz. Very cool Lebanese drummer and jazz band called Roni Afif Quartet, and I've not seen them, but apparently they're very good. And if you're into jazz, then Friday night at the Blue Bar at the Novotel, hit down here at the World Trade Center.
So just next door.
So you can come, do a bit of sport, go and see a bit of jazz, come back and do some more sport.
Exactly. And all the changing facilities are here with showers, so it's quite possible. It's all possible.
Yeah, so there's jazz there. And if you fancy chilling out by the pool this summer, the Dubai Greek Golf and Yacht Club are actually starting off their new weekly movie screening by the pool. Really nice. You can get in the pool. They've got food stations there as well. So it's a whole evening of entertainment, food and chilling in the pool.
So this is at the Creek Golf Club.
Exactly.
I love it down there. I've actually, through the winter, spent a bit of time there with brunches, some lovely brunches at Legends. And, of course, you've got... you've also got the Yacht Club.
Yep.
And so there's, and I know I've just had the information through which we will touch on and feature next week, our iftars. So there's some really good iftars happening down there too.
Great.
Good stuff. So lots happening in this great city of ours. We'll be giving you some more tips of what to do this weekend as we move through the show. Do stay with us here as we are live from Dubai Sports World.